Okay, we're continuing in Reish Mem Beis, and we are up to the Ramah in Reish Mem Beis. So Ramah says, Hagad neagin lolush kedei shir chala bevayis lases mehem lechomim livtsaya aleim b'shabes v'yontif. So the Ramah says, the minig is to knead dough, the shir of chala, at home, in order to make bread, livtsaya aleim b'shabes v'yontif, to be make hamaitzi, on Shabbos and Yontif, v'hu mechvoit Shabbos v'yontif ve'en l'shamis. And he says, baking bread for Shabbos and Yontif is part of Kovod Shabbos and Yontif, ve'en l'shamis, and a person shouldn't change from this chosh of a minik. So, he says, noyagin, he says, it's a minik, but ve'en l'shamis. So, it's part of Kovod Shabbos. It's, so one says. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So Mishnah Berurah in Ois Vav, Sivkatan Vav, because Kedei Shir Chala. So the Ramah really mixed two things together here. He said that you should have bread to make Hamoitziyah, and that's part of Kavod Shabbos. Okay, so you can bake two loaves for that. You don't have to bake a Shir Chala. Shir Chala is a lot, could be a lot of bread. So he says, Hainu, Milvad shehalisha v'afiyah hu michlal kovet Shabbos v'yantif k'moy shemisayim lebesayif, meaning to say, besides for the reason that kneading it and baking it is part of, included in kovet Shabbos and yantif, like he says at the end, oy jesh v'zeh tam, there's a second reason. So the main reason is having fresh bread is a kovet for Shabbos and yantif. Besides for that, there's another reason. K'dei l'kayim mitzvus chala, that the woman should be mekayim the mitzvah of challah. Lefi she'ivda es adam harishon shayach halasei shalaylam. So Chazal tell us, one of a woman's mitzvah is challah. Why is it her mitzvah more than a man's mitzvah? So the Gemara tells us, because since she caused adam harishon to be now someone who dies, it's called ivda. She, so to speak, destroyed him, made him lose. And he was called Chalosei Shalaylam. He was like the choicest of the world. So because of that, that's why she gets the mitzvah of Chala to be misakin for that. Now there's another knesh to that. Shenivra be'erev Shabbos. Adam Arishan was created on Erev Shabbos. So since she caused that this creation on Erev Shabbos, Adam Arishan, should be lowered in his madrega, and because of that, Misa was brought to the world, and etc. So therefore, she has the mitzvah of challah, and there's a special reason to be mekayim the mitzvah of challah on Erev Shabbos, because that was the day that the Chalosei Shalaylam was created, and when it actually happened. I mean, the end of it, it happened on that day too, so it's a tikkun for that. So therefore, he's saying there's really two reasons here. One is Kavod Shabbos and Yontif. And number two is to make the shir challah, because this happened on Erev Shabbos and she should be mezaken that. So that is, let's stop it there for a sec. Let's stop over there for a moment. So if you look in the Bir Halacha, on the right side there, V'hu mikvoy Shabbos, like in the middle there, he says, V'yesh lo zeremez b'kasa. There's also a hint in the Pasuk to this idea, because the Pasuk says, V'hoya b'yayim ha'shishi. Over there it's talking about the month, but it says it'll be on the sixth day, meaning on Friday. V'ychinu eis asher yaviyu, and they should prepare what they brought. Eis asher toifu eifu. The Pasuk says, what they need to bake, they should bake. What they need to cook, they should cook, etc. V'goymer. Mashma d'yesh lefois b'erev Shabbos lohachin l'shabbos. So there's a remez in the pasuk that there's inyan of baking l'kavod Shabbos. Cooking l'kavod Shabbos, we know, you gotta have food. But even baking l'kavod Shabbos. Gam bizman ha-gemara ha-yamina kavul hazeh k'moy shehevi ha-mogen Avram. So the Bi'alacha says that even also in the Zman of the Gemara, there was this minhag kavua, this set minhag. So he keeps saying, it's not a word chiyuv, but it's really minhag kavua. The Halach is very serious about this, and he says, unfortunately, many women are not doing this minig. And they buy from the baker. They're minimizing the kavod of Shabbos. So the Halach is being very severe here about this, and he's saying that we have to make sure that this minig remains strong. Now, Lamaisa, at the end of the day, it doesn't always work out for everybody to be able to bake bread. And even to bake bread on Friday is mamash even harder. You know, in the olden days, ladies were at home. That's all they did, was they baked and they cooked. This was it. That was it from morning to night, right? That's it. They washed clothing. That was the Metzias. Gam bizmana gemara, gam bizmana chavetz chayim. But you know, this or the paiskim. That's what it was. So Mamela, the reason a lady didn't want to make bread because she was lazy. She wasn't interested, you know what I mean? So what do I have to make bread for? I'll go to the baker, you know what I mean? So there was a haktana in Kavod Shabbos. Now sometimes, boom, fakaret. If the lady bakes the bread and she's all stressed out and screaming at everybody, right? It's less of a Kavod Shabbos, right? You might have got the warm bread, but you don't get the... And we'll see, much later on, we'll actually see it this week, I think, in the Chayadim share, about things you have to do Erev Shabbos to make sure that there's no fights and there's no... And everything is good on Erev Shabbos. So therefore, you know, I think everything has to be weighed here. Legabi the Kavod Shabbos issue. Now then there's another aspect of the Shir Challah issue. In other words, Avada, there's this Indian of taking Challah, no one is denying it, but sometimes people have this question. I have the ability to make on Erev Shabbos a small amount of Challah, just for Shabbos, let's say. It doesn't take so long, it's easier to do. But I won't be able to make a Shir of Challah, but I can make an Erev Shabbos. Or I could do it some other time. Right, on Sunday, when I have much more time, I'll make a shear of challah, put it in the freezer, but it won't be Erev Shabbos, it won't be as warm, it won't be, right, listen, freezer's great, Baruch Hashem, we have freezers, the old days didn't have freezers either. If you made bread on Wednesday, right, made bread on Wednesday, by Kaimatim Friday, it was, you know what I mean, it wasn't as good, it wasn't so fresh, right, it wasn't the same. So now we have freezers. So a lot of times I get this question, which one is better to do? On one hand, if I do it on Friday, I have Kavod Shabbos, but I'll never take off challah in my life, right? In my life or whatever. I won't take off challah on a consistent basis. Or maybe there's inyan for me, ladies mitzvahs, challah, I'll take off on a consistent basis. So that's a shiloh that I get, and yeah.
We find by Hillel, Zaken, and by Shammai that they went throughout the week finding more and more new things for Shabbos. So they can...
True, right. So the truth is, right, if you do make it earlier in the week and you do it Lekavod Shabbos, so you get that Lekavod Shabbos, so you can't deny that, right? But you don't have the freshly warm bread of Erev Shabbos, which seems to be maybe, okay, more or less, maybe with a freezer it's the same, and Ziploc bags, you know what I mean? Could be we could get to the same level, and maybe that there would be Takan Inyan to at least at times. You know, it's also, you know, I'm not sure if there's like a clear hachra in that shaila, which one's better than the other. It's hard to know. You know, a lady's mitzvah's challah, that's zikr, one of her mitzvahs, right? Kavod Shabbos, we do a lot of things for Kavod Shabbos. Is it a steer at the Kavod Shabbos to make it earlier? Now, but there are people who say, but hey, if you don't make fresh challah, it's just not the same, and the husband doesn't feel it's the same. So sometimes it's maybe lefi ha'inyan in the Kavod Shabbos Shabbos of how to paskin that shaila. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. Va'ayin ba'achroinim. Now the achroinim say another thing here. There's another reason why you should be baking challah. Da'afilu hanoyegin lechol pas palter shel eini Yehudi b'chol. Even those who have the custom to eat pas palter of a guy in during the weekday. So what's pas palter? So there's something called pas avayidus kechavim, pas of a guy. A guy bakes bread. A guy bakes bread. Those are one of the, just like if a guy cooks something, Chazal made Isser de Rabbanan, we're afraid you might get too chummy with the Goyim, and if you start having meals with them, eventually your kids are going to become friends, and you're going to make Shaduchim, not a good idea. So Chazal instituted certain Isurim. Bishalakum, a guy cooks something, Aser to eat. Pasakum, Aser. A guy bakes, Pas, it's Aser. Pasakum is Aser. However, Chazal came along and they said, that's if a guy, in his privacy of his own house, bakes bread. But what happens if you have a palter? A palter is a baker. And when a baker breaks bread, so the fact that you go buy the bread from him doesn't necessarily make you very chummy that you're going to start making shaduchim with him. He's a baker. This is his business. So, now, by Bishul, that doesn't work. By Bishul, it doesn't make a difference. Pashlus. This is Paiskim, we don't pass like that. But by Pas, since al alechem yichya adam, Pas is a staple that we need to eat. It's a staple of eating, so people need it. And not everyone's able to make their own bread. So Chazal came along and made an exception, and they said, Avada, if you could have Pas Yisrael, a Jewish baked bread, that's the best. If you can't, a b'makom that you can't, you could have pas palter of a goy. That is, now, okay, I'm not going to get into those halachas. What does it mean you have a choice? What if one's better than the other? But there's that concept of pas palter shel Yehudim. And this was a lot of times out in the hamlets and the villages. There was nothing else. This is what you ate. So, come along the achrayim and they say, that even those who eat pas palter shel any Yehudi bechal mikamakim b'shabes v'yantiv nachon lizor shel elechol ki'im mipas Yisrael. That on Shabbos and Yantiv, it's nachon to try to be extra careful to only eat pas Yisrael mipnei kvoid haShabbos v'yantiv. Again, this is a covet of Shabbos and Yantiv. Now this is interesting covet because they're showing a chumrah of eating only pas Yisrael. Even though there's a heter to eat pas akum, or pas palter, we call it today pas akum, because that's just the other choice. But real pas akum is azar. Akum, pas akum is azar. In the Gemara Rabbi Dizar. It's pas palter, that's the right way of saying it. But on Shabbos, how it's covered for Shabbos, you should be extra nizer to eat better kashrus, so to speak, and you should eat only pas Yisrael. Now, what's interesting is, if you look down in the Shaar HaTziyon, in Yud Ches, he brings the Magen Avraham, the Chai Adam, and I'm not sure if that's a Shaar Achrayim or Shaar Ephraim, it sometimes means different things. So, there seems to be a question, what did Achrayim mean? Does it mean to say that when you should bake bread, in order that when you make, like the Mishnah Berurah said, leaf soya leam, you're going to make your hamaitzi. Your hamaitzi should be on Pas Yisrael. But what happens in the middle of your meal, if you want to just have some cookies for dessert, and you want to take Chip Ahoy cookies, right? Or whatever the cookies are, that are Pas Palter. Is anything wrong with that? So the way that Mishnah Berurah says it is, you should be nizer and Pas Yisrael, kveira Shabbos v'yontiv. So he says, Ulefiza afilu b'soy chasudo nachon lizor. He's saying to say, b'chlau you should be zor. Now there are those, I think, who might say, he maybe means only into the Shabbos. What if you want to have Shabbos party? That's different. But the pashas would be, alts kovid Shabbos v'yontiv, the whole Shabbos v'yontiv should be Pas Yisrael, v'al yirab chaylik al zeh, because the rabbi says it's only a din in the pas that you're making hamoitzi on. That mitzvah, right, the mitzvah, like for example, it says leftover pas from your hamaitzi, you shouldn't give to a guy. It was used for a mitzvah, don't give it to a guy. So you see there's a concept, something special about your hamaitzi chalas. So you might have said, that's the one he's referring to have for pas Yisrael. So he says, no, afilu b'say chasuda, any of your baked goods on Shabbos, alts kovet Shabbos v'yantiv, it's nachon lizar. Just like we find on Aseres Yemei Tshuva, right? Aseres Yemei Tshuva is the inyan of being extra nizar in things at certain times. Now, continues the Mishnah Berurah, upashit dimu anus, she'ein le'amah le'kaddish, ki ma'pah she'el miyudim, and it's pashut, I don't even have to say this, but I'm going to say it anyways, says the Mishnah Berurah, that if you have nothing else to be, make kiddush, doesn't make kiddush, it means make hamaitzian, except pas of any Yehudi, there's a few places in Mishnah Berurah, he has a whole sefer that he wrote for the soldiers or not even Cantonists, just soldiers in the army of what mitzvahs, how to keep mitzvahs. Fascinating sefer, fascinating sefer. Little kunyan, what's it called? Machne Yisrael, yeah, Machne Yisrael. Fascinating. Mamash goes to Yisrael, this Hamuna there. Very thing to make sure you daven, but he goes, it's very, very, you know, it's written for. So, few times in Mishnah Berurah, he throws in things about the soldiers, and this is one of them. He says sometimes the soldiers, Jewish soldiers, they know them, there's no Pas Yisrael around. So Avad the Yachal Kaddish Olav, of course, it's kosher, so Avad you're allowed to use it. Okay, let's go back to the Ramah. He doesn't talk about Chodesh and Yashan.
There's a mitzvah of the Chofetz Chaim.
That what?
So one time someone came to him, he was makbid to only eat Yashan, and even on Shabbos, only had a whole week for the Yashan, but the Chassidim were makel to have, even if it was Chodesh, it was white flour.
Right.
Chassidim by the Chofetz Chaim, Chofetz Chaim only had the whole week for the holiday. And he gave me a smack in the nose. The Chofetz Chaim, your whole smoothie, how good you have to look at it, such a cool, good side of it, and all of that, how you have to look at it.
What, the bread? How good it is?
Yeah, I have to appreciate it.
Okay. Okay, let's finish off the Ramah here. Yesha Kasvu, there are those who wrote, Shebemiksas Mikoimais Noagu Lechol Melisa Shekirim Pashtida below Shabbos, that there were places that they ate this thing called Melisa, which is also called Pashtida, like a knish type of thing. It's like a baked good that was filled with like meat or other stuff inside below Shabbos. Why this special Pashtida? Zeche Leman Sheyemechusa Lemailo Lemata. Because the man also had dough on under it and above it. So zeich leman, you eat this type of thing that has dough on the bottom, dough on the top, and something in the middle, that's his pashtida. And the Ramah says, v'lei re'isi lochish lezeh. I didn't see anybody really doing this. Let's see the Mishabura Zayin. Shei mechusa lemay lemata bital. It was covered on the bottom and the top with dew. V'avzeh mechusa habosar bein dafi ha'isa. The meat is covered between the pieces, the layers of the dough. V'loi ra'isi. But he says, uvim kaimai seinu ha'minig lo'ichlon. Brings the Shari Knesset HaGdela. The minig in our places, the minig is to eat such a thing. And they eat such a pashtida. This is, a lot of times they talk about, this is where the idea of the whole kugel came from, is that there was, you know, there's a filling to it and a top and a bottom, yeah?
But you already have the challah covered in it, when you make most.
Yeah, so another minute, 100%. So let's see, there's a bir halacha here. Zecher leman shehaya mechusa. He says, l'chayra minig zeh tamua l'rabim. He says, this minig is very, people don't understand it. D'maro lasis b'shabbos, Zikaron Leman Shelayare by Klal. So the man didn't fall on Shabbos, right? So why are you making a Zikaron by eating this Pashtida? You say, well, the man, it had the dew and the man in the middle, so we're gonna eat a Pashtida like the man was. On Shabbos, the man wasn't like that because it didn't fall on Shabbos. So what's this minig to do this? Batayisus v'perek arvei psachim kasvu d'mishum shaloi yarat haman yesh lasoi zeicherloi. So Taisus says the reason is because since the man didn't fall, so we make a zeicher to that man that didn't fall. V'hu dachak. For some reason, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like that. Gam lefi zeh hayalam lasis pashtida gam biyamtiv. He says now l'chayra. According to that, why don't you have pashtida on yantif? If the man didn't fall on yantif, so you should have to make the pashtida. Now you'll tell me, yeah, there is a minig shiyantif also. The Ramah just was talking about Shabbos. It's not true. Because when he talked about baking bread, he said, b'feir Shabbos and yantif. Ulinyin zeh kamer rak b'lel Shabbos. And when it came to this, he only said Shabbos. Mashma dafka kamar. It's mashma only Shabbos and not Yontif. Now, l'chayr, if the man didn't fall on Yontif, you should have pashtida too. Now, the truth is, there's a ganza machlaikis. That's a taisis over there. It's in Bay also, if the man fell on Yontif or not. And that goes into then the whole idea of Lechem Mishnah, right? The whole idea of Lechem Mishnah is because we have two portions, because on Friday we had two portions, right? So now, l'chayr, that's Nagiata Yontif as well. Do you need Lechem Mishnah or not? That's a different shmuz. But okay. So, but the Mishabur is very bothered by this Pashtida business. Uman nimritzu imre yoysher shel teres chayim. So he says, I have the pshat of the teres chayim, the imre yoysher of the teres chayim, shekosav tam hogun lezeh. Why do we eat this Pashtida? Bulefi de Shabbos bereshis hu dugma Shabbos shel osel lovi. Shabbos bereshis means the Shabbos we have every week. That's called Shabbos bereshis. It is a dugma. It is similar to the Shabbos of the future. Shehu yom shekule Shabbos, right? When it's going to be, Olam Haba is going to be a yom shekule Shabbos. V'lachein anu oisim kama dvarim b'shabbas zeh dugmasai. So every week is a dugma. It's me'ein. It's something similar to what's going to be lasid lavay when it's going to be an eternal Shabbos. So therefore, on this Shabbos, we do things that remind us of what's going to be in the future. Hainu lechol basar v'dagim, to eat meat and fish. Neged suda shar habar l'vyasan. In the suda lasid lavay, there's going to be this shar habar, this wild shar, and there's going to be the big l'vyasan. There's going to be meat and fish there. So we eat meat and fish because it's similar to that. Umikajin al yayin, and we drink wine. Make kiddush. Neged hayayin hamishumer banava l'tzadikim lasalavay. The special wine set aside by Hashem for tzadikim. Ukvar amru chazal dal shem ze nikra rokia shechakim shebay sheichakim man l'tzadikim lasalavay. So the chazal tell us that the Rakia, one of the heavens, one of its names of the Rakia is Shechakim, because over there Hashem is grinding up man for that tzaddikim la'asalavei. He's preparing it. So we see that there's another thing la'asalavei besides meat, besides fish, besides wine. What else is there going to be? There's going to be man la'asalavei. So therefore, we eat this pashtida, not zecher to the man from the midbar, zecher to the man of lasid lavai, not a zecher, reminding us, a remes to the man of lasid lavai, that is going to come. So that is, he says, why we do something zecher leman on Shabbos, and that's why it's not on Yom Tov, and has nothing to do with the man of the Midbar, because the man didn't fall on that day, and so on and so forth. He's saying he's much happier, the Mishnah Berurah, with this pshat, that it has to do with everything of La'asid Lavay. So again, this is, you know, this Pashtida, obviously there are Mekaymas and Mekaymas, if they have this minik, to have this type of wrapped knish or not. But if someone wants to be mekayim this minig, zecher leman, now you know what the reason is. According to the Mishnah Berurah, at least, it's not the past man, it's the future man. Okay, and Bez Hashem, we will continue on Wednesday with the next Simen, Resh Mem Gimel.